Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk all things tech and innovation here on the show tonight. And this time, taking a look at some intriguing collaborative efforts that are taking place between a tech startup called Law Labs and a commercial law firm. Doesn't this sound phenomenal and so amazing? Because you're really giving an opportunity to leverage technology to democratize access to the legal fraternity and how it works.
Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz.
Brett Williams, CEO of CDH, Cliff Dekker-Hofmeyer, joins us now to give us some insight into this phenomenal partnership called Hive Law. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Mr. Williams.
Good evening, Gugu, and please call me Brent. Good evening to your listeners as well. Thank you.
Thank you kindly. I must say, Brent, you clearly, you know, are a leader of a phenomenal institution and, as we know, very competitive law firm here in South Africa, where many young law students will naturally admire and hope to work for one day. But this is where you've actually plugged in to join forces with Law Labs to actually highlight this new opportunity for students to participate. Tell us more about this collaborative effort.
So, Gugu, thanks for allowing us the opportunity to talk to you this evening. So, Law Labs is actually a joint venture between our firm and the university, Nelson Mandela University, and Cloud Essentials, which is the technology service provider. So, we are, in fact, part of Law Labs. Mm-hmm. And what we've created is a product called Hive Law, which we're rolling out for the first time at the Legal Aid Clinic at Nelson Mandela University. Been a long journey, but we're very excited to see its potential in terms of providing both students with law students with an enhanced learning opportunity and a clinical learning opportunity, and at the same time also provide or improve significantly access to justice for the clients of the legal aid.
And this is important because it really does talk about, you know, bridging the gap in terms of access, or rather democratizing access here. And I'm keen to understand, as you say, this is in order to support a fully-fledged legal aid office. Help us understand the full value chain and, I guess, the scope of the work and effort that goes into the collaborative effort, and most importantly, the positive outcomes it will have on South African citizens who so desperately require this kind of legal assistance.
So, look, we do hope that the product can be scaled and can be scaled and utilized by other legal aid clinics, and in fact, across the legal advocacy services sector and even the sort of African legal aid offering, which is the African Department of Justice offering. But for the time being, it is we really are prototyping the offering at Nelson Mandela University, and it is a full digitized and technologically powered service platform. And basically what that means is much similar to what the kind of facilities and processes that one would see in a large law firm, including onboarding of clients, practice management principles, time recording, research capability, a data storage capability, totally paperless. And this is brand new for the legal aid clinic at Nelson Mandela University, and they're the first to actually use it. And we've sort of beta tested Hive Law for about a year and a half now, so 18 months. But the idea was conceptualized probably about 6 years ago, and we've been working on it since then.
This sounds phenomenal. I can imagine, you know, where did this vision come from? And I guess what was the genesis of it all, really?
Well, probably two key drivers of the idea. The first was that as a large law firm, we are constantly looking at how we improve our partnering with legal faculties, because we think that if students have a better understanding of the working environment that they're going to be coming into, they might be better prepared. And believe it or not, the legal profession has the dubious reputation of not requiring one to do any clinical training. So unlike unlike medicine, unlike dentistry, unlike even some engineering disciplines, you can come into a law firm environment only having done book study, literally. And this remains an ongoing issue, and it's been identified, you know, over the last 4 or 5 decades, actually, this challenge with our legal education system, that it doesn't require one to do clinical legal training. It is an option that some universities offer, but it's very few require it as a compulsory legal requirement. So the one thing that we tried to address was partnering with universities. How can we make a contribution to improving their students' readiness to enter the working environment? So that was one driver. The second driver was, as a large law firm, how do we make a contribution to better access to justice? You know, everyone understands that the business of a large law firm is typically to service corporate clients. That is our service market. But with our substantial resources, we often do a vast amount of pro bono work. And we often do pro bono work that has an impact on a large number of people. But the question was, again, was there something more that we can do to improve access to justice? It's one of the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, specifically Goal 16. And we were thinking, okay, is there something that we can do? And in the process of partnering with Nelson Mandela University, and we partnered with a number of universities on a range of things. With Nelson Mandela University, we chose to actually basically start a program where we wanted to digitize the legal aid clinic and completely transform the way in which it works. And they would be the first to implement such a program.
Wow. Is this something that you're looking to scale and expand on?
You know, interestingly for us, you know, this was never about any kind of profit motive, but certainly what technology does offer one, as everyone understands, is the ability to scale. And we do see a possibility that this can not only be scaled to other university legal aid clinics, but can possibly be scaled to legal aid offices countrywide, which is a national offering of the Department of Justice to improve the efficiency of their systems, to improve the training of their lawyers, and enhance the customer experience or the client experience of the clients that are being served. And we are really hopeful that that there are possibilities as far as that's concerned. I mean, there are even possibilities for smaller law firms to be able to utilize the platform to run an efficient office.
This is so refreshing. And I believe, Brent, because you work in such a unique space, and for those who perhaps aren't very close to the law fraternity, it can come across as very intimidating at times. But there's been a refreshing democratization of access, as you've described, through law labs. And of course, just an appreciation as well for the talent, the skill, and ability and capability of individuals that we have within the legal fraternity of South Africa. For a brief moment, I just want to reflect on your level of experience, largely within commercial law, mergers and acquisitions, which is a space that you've enjoyed a lot of success in. I'm keen to get your thoughts on, again, how we just need to heighten the level of appreciation of law in South Africa, right across the spectrum, and how it is that all of us as different stakeholders should continue to hold up the aspects of law in high regard, but most importantly, prioritize that right across the board.
That's a very good question, Guru. You know, we often talk glibly as South Africans about our country being premised upon a constitution and the rule of law being one of its foundational principles, but we spend less time thinking about what is it that makes the rule of law and access to justice actually practically realizable for ordinary citizens. So apart from the rule of law, which means rule by law, which means certainty around the law, functional courts that in which the law can actually be justiciable, mm-hmm. you actually need legal professionals who are well-trained, they are independent, and from those legal professionals, you can draw judiciary, you can draw the lower court bench, and you can draw legal practitioners, because the right to access to justice and the stipulation that we stand by our constitutional principle of the rule of law is really ephemeral if people don't actually have access to enforcing those rights. Mm-hmm. And so all efforts that lawyers, that legal profession, including the Legal Practice Council, makes to enhancing access to justice means realizing the principle that we claim to abide by, which is a rule of law.
Such a refreshing perspective, Brent, and I really hope that one that many more South Africans will continue to value, venture into and appreciate. And most importantly, we wish you amazing success with Law Labs and that much will come through and you'll yield much from this collaboration to make sure that you certainly have partnered with the right institutions and most importantly, altering the lives of many South Africans who otherwise would not have access to these kind of services. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Brent.
Thank you so much, Gugu, for your time. Appreciate it.
Truly appreciate it and looking forward to hearing more updates in future as to how this has transpired. That's Brent Williams, CEO of CDH, Cliff Dekker-Hofmeyer. Phenomenal partnership that's being announced there, as you can tell. Collaboration, leveraging off of technology, empowering young people and those who perhaps would not have access to these kind of services to make sure that we really do have a heightened appreciation for the rule of law.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.